If you look hard enough, you can find some strange chemicals in your drinking water. So what should we do with that information? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. The nation has its eyes on a 9-county area in West Virginia that's under a state of emergency. A coal processing chemical leaked into a river and poisoned the drinking water there. Cleanup is ongoing. But around much of the nation, the fact that chemicals get into our drinking water has been known for some time. We're talking tiny amounts. Scientists use terms like micrograms, parts per billion, or nanograms. The kinds of chemicals found depends on what gets into the water.
Ibuprofen, carbamazepine. Never said that word before.
Larry Sanford is the assistant manager of the Ann Arbor Water Treatment Plant. Researchers tested the drinking water in Grand Rapids, Monroe, and Ann Arbor back in 2005. And Sanford is reading from a list of chemicals found in Ann Arbor's drinking water supply.
17B estradiol, 17A ethanol estradiol, and estrone, and estriol, and cholesterol, and coprostanol.
The researchers were looking for trace amounts of drugs in the water. Our bodies don't take up all the medicine in things like antidepressants, birth control pills, or even coffee. You go to the bathroom, and that extra stuff gets flushed down the drain, and small amounts can end up in drinking water. The water samples in Ann Arbor showed that 19 different types of drugs were going into the treatment plant. The treatment process took out 8 of them. Sanford calls that serendipity.
None of these plants were built with the intention of removing any of this stuff. You just get the removal based on what's there already. Now, when you decide what it is that you want to remove, then you'll have to build a treatment facility that will take that out. It may take other things out at the same time. It may not.
And that's what researchers are trying to figure out right now. What's worth worrying about and what's not? The U.S. Geological Survey and the EPA recently tested water samples from drinking water plants around the country. They found more than a third of these plants had trace amounts of 18 unregulated contaminants. And in addition to leftover drugs, they found traces of many industrial chemicals and traces of pesticides, too. Linda Birnbaum is the director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. She's one of the nation's leading experts on how exposure to this stuff might affect her health. I had her look at the list of chemicals that these researchers found.
I think the isophorone and metallic chlor are, you know, both different kinds of pesticides. And again, metallic chlor is some concern. Again, the levels are very low.
And when we say that, when we say the levels are very low, does that mean we shouldn't be concerned? I mean, they're so low. Why? There shouldn't be any reason to be concerned.
Well, the answer is we're beginning to find out that continuous low-level exposure may, in fact, be problematic.
Birnbaum says studies are beginning to show that continuous low-level exposure to some chemicals might harm the endocrine system. The endocrine system regulates how your body grows and how you behave. That's why researchers are focusing on how this stuff impacts pregnant mothers, developing babies, and kids. The EPA is still gathering more information. They've called for more testing at water treatment plants, and they have a list of chemicals they're watching for. The Ann Arbor Water Treatment Plant just started a year-long monitoring program for these chemicals. The treatment plant's Larry Sanford says, we might find that these things really don't have a big impact on us, but they might have an effect on other things.
The things that live in the water are much smaller, and there may be an impact on them, and it may be something that would be worth doing something about.
Researchers are looking at what these low-level contaminants are doing to fish. We'll take a look at that in our next report. On our website, you can find more information on how you can avoid some of these chemicals and on how you should get rid of the unused drugs in your house. Spoiler alert, they don't want you to flush them down the toilet. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.